Well, good afternoon, everyone. What a pleasure to be in here for my dear friend, Paul W. Smith. You know, people like Paul W. and my friend Guy Gordon make this job look easy. I think over the next 2 hours, I'm going to prove to you all that it's not. Sitting in with me today is our dear friend from Tanner Friedman & Associates, Matt Friedman, who does work with the Detroit Regional Chamber and the Detroit Economic Club. Matt, thanks so much for being here today. Appreciate it.
Sandy, it's always a thrill for me to be in a radio studio. Any client that gets me behind a microphone scores big, so thank you.
Awesome. And also sitting in is my colleague from the Detroit Regional Chamber, Megan Spanitz. But we have on the phone as our very first guest, and I couldn't be more pleased, Congresswoman Lisa McClain. Congresswoman McClain represents Michigan's 9th District in the House of Representatives. She has some very plum assignments, including serving on the House Budget Committee, the House Committee on Education and Workforce, and the Armed Services Committee. And she's also secretary of the House Republican Conference. So even though, Representative McClain, you've only been there a short period of time, you're making a heck of a difference in Washington. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, are you in D.C. today, I assume?
I am actually in district today, so in St. Clair, so the county of St. Clair. So it's good to be home. But it feels like D.C. because the weather's super hot here, and it's super hot in D.C. So, but it's always good to be home.
Well, yeah, that is the one thing that we in Michigan today have in common with D.C. is the super hot and super sticky weather.
It is.
Well, first, I want to give a thank you on behalf of the board of directors of the Detroit Regional Chamber. You were our guest up at the Mackinac Policy Conference just a few weeks ago, and you were on a panel with our friend, Representative Wahlberg. And I think this was your first time at the conference. Am I right?
It absolutely was my first time, yes. And it was a great experience. It was a very, very well put together. You guys did a great job. And if I'm invited back again next year, I'll be back next year.
Well, I was fishing for exactly those words. So great. We're going to book you again. So, you know, people get elected, in your case, obviously to a very senior position, you know, in Washington, and all of a sudden they're tagged as politicians. But this was your first run for elected office, if I understand correctly. But you made your mark as a hugely successful business person. You know, my first question is, you know, what made you decide to essentially put your incredible business on hold to go work for peanuts in the U.S. House of Representatives?
I think I fell and hit my head. No, in all honesty, life's about timing. And I tell this story, but it's true. I have Sunday dinner. All my kids come over. We have Sunday dinner, and it's kind of my time to hold court. My youngest daughter, I was complaining about something, and my youngest daughter, Ryan, looked at me very sassy and said, "Mom, if you don't like it, don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Why don't you go fix it?" She said it very sassy. 2 weeks later, Paul Mitchell, the gentleman that had the seat before I did, decided to retire. And our business, is going great. My youngest daughter, Ryan, would be out of the house. So kind of the moons aligned. And I thought, why not? And I threw my hat in the ring, and I won. And it's been one of the best decisions that I can honestly say that I've ever made.
Well, that is amazing to hear. And certainly, you know, as someone who spent a lot of time in D.C., in public positions, you know, I want to thank, and not just you, but I want to thank your family for the public service. People don't know how difficult public service is, especially at that level, on family. So please give all of your family members a hug on behalf of all of us today. But I want to ask...
Well, that's very kind.
Oh, no, absolutely. So I want to ask you, you know, you're relatively new to Congress. You were a business leader, you know, leading your family as well. And you walk into this very highly polarized environment that, you know, that obviously we're all experiencing. tell us the fact versus fiction. You know, is Washington as polarized as it appears to those of us who just watch the news and watch it from afar, or is it better than we think?
It can be. So the answer is it depends on what the setting is, right? And it doesn't matter if it's Washington, it's business. You have extremes or you have outliers, but if you do a standard deviation curve, what I would say is the bulk of the people really truly want to do something positive. The trouble comes in, and I don't mean this disrespectfully in any way, but I shared this on the panel, is if you get the cameras out of the way, if you get the microphones out of the way, if you get the media out of the way, it's a very different scene, right? But when you put that camera in front of your face, everybody is, not everybody, but people are looking for their 15 minutes of fame, right? They want, and the media, whether it's either side, wants to put that soundbite, right? That clickbait that will draw viewers or listeners in. So it can be very divisive, but a lot of it depends on the setting in which you're talking about. You know, and I can go on and on about that, but I want to believe that it is divisive, but it's what you make of it. You can find issues and frame them in a positive fashion that either moves your district, your state, or the country forward. There are issues out there that are bipartisan, that people can agree on, that will move forward and make progress for your region, your state, your district, whatever it may be. We just don't get the media attention on that as much as we should.
And you've had some, you've already had some bipartisan success. In fact, up at the Mackinac Policy Conference, you were sharing a story with us about actually working with former Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Well, when I first came in, I was in the minority, right? We didn't have any influence, let alone power. To get anything done, I hate to say it, but you have to work with the other side. And I think that's where my business experience comes in, is I spent 35 years in business. Everybody that I worked with, I didn't like, right? I liked it. Sometimes you have to work with people that you don't like to get an outcome that you desire. That's just how it works. I've had four bills passed into law, primarily all around veterans, right? But that is something that we do work on in a bipartisan fashion. The other story I was telling up there is when I first got in, the estate tax, they were talking about repealing the estate tax. I won't go into the expressive details, but that would really be a negative for a lot of small businesses and a lot of farmers. Well, Debbie Stabenow, especially the farmers, Debbie Stabenow chaired Ag. I called Debbie and I said, Debbie, Senator Stabenow, I need your help on this, right? And she's like, well, yes, of course I have to lead it. It's, you know, we have a Democratic Senate, we have a Democratic House, and we have a Democratic president. If you want to get anything done, it's a heck of a lot better coming from me than coming from you. Now, I don't like that, but that's the reality, and that's how game, you know, that's how the game is played. So at the end of the day is, do you want the credit or do you just want the outcome? Unfortunately, we didn't get any media attention for that. But that same week, as the story goes, I got into a little cat fight with Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi on the floor, and she called me that woman from Michigan. And I had more media attention than anyone could shake a stick at. But we used that media attention to talk about, yeah, we got in a little bit of a cat fight, but let's talk about the estate planning issue that we were able to get done. So a lot of it is you can sit in Washington and look outward, or you can figure out how to reframe the issue and how to actually find issues that can move your district, your state, the country forward. And that's really what we're trying to do.
Perfect. Congresswoman, thank you so much for taking the time while you're in district to give us a call today. And again, thank you to you and your family for public service. And we'll see you up at the Mackinac Policy Conference soon.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Take care. Thanks again.